And now for our first feature. From Derek James's Norwich, Through the Decades, newspaper column, we have what he calls some magic memories of Anglia TV. His article is read by Sophie Yeomans.
It is reputed to be a building haunted by the ghosts of an auctioneer. It has been at the heart of the entertainment scene and life in the city and county for more than a century, and today it is the headquarters of Anglia Television. The old agricultural hall at the top of Prince of Wales Road has seen it all, from fat cattle shows to elephant acts, and from rodeos to indoor fairs and steam roundabouts. It was opened by Edward VII when he was Prince of Wales in 1882, and while other grand city buildings have disappeared, this one became home to one of the best-loved and most successful television companies in the land. Not only has it brought us news and views, but it has produced world-famous TV shows such as Survival, Tales of the Unexpected, top star-studded drama, plays, films and serials, Sale of the Century, Bygones, not forgetting Romper Room, and of course that naughty little BC. The story of how Anglia came about in 1959 begins when a group of gentlemen, led by Lord Townsend of Raynham Hall and Sir Robert Bignold, Norwich Union, with Aubrey Buxton, later Lord Buxton, Lawrence Scott of the newspaper family, filmmaker John Wolfe and others got together. The bold plan was to open a television station covering East Anglia at a time when, in the late 50s, there was only the BBC and three radio stations. As Aubrey Buxton said at the time, the creation of an independent television centre in Norwich will attract personalities, stars and notabilities from all walks of life into the heart of the area. The glamorous pop singer or the distinguished archaeologist may soon be heard declaring with undisguised relish, "I'm off to Norwich." And Lord Townsend added, "East Anglia has taught the world something about agriculture. Perhaps it may teach the world something about television." It certainly did. Anglia TV went on air on October the 27th, 1959. The Anglia Silver Knight appeared and our viewing habits changed forever. The highlight of the first night was a tense play, The Violent Years, starring Lawrence Harvey, Hildegard Knerf. It went straight into the top 10 national programmes. It set the trend, and in the following months, big stars and household names were making their way to Norwich to appear in Anglia productions. The likes of Richard Todd, Kenneth Moore, Anna Neagle, Jill Bennett, and so on. People across the country were tuning in to watch what was coming out of Anglia Studios. Programmes such as Survival, filmed by the most talented cameramen and women around, enchanted, enthralled, and at times shocked viewers all over the world. Tales of the Unexpected, launched in 1979, was sold to more than 70 countries. The twist in the tale stories by the master of the macabre, Roald Dahl, attracted a who's who of film and television and were compulsive viewing for millions. And there were so many more memorable programmes.